All right. Thank you for joining everyone on this podcast. I'm really excited we have a special guest who is going to take us through and give us some really great tips about really how to get into action through events. And so I met this beautiful woman a few years ago. She has been with us for a bit up in Canada. And she is a 4-star Golden Circle, 5-star Crystal Executive, has just been doing incredible things. I'm sure you have heard her name before, but I have Tanis Heron with me today. How are you doing, Tanis?
Hi. Hi, Alexis. Thank you. And welcome, everybody.
Perfect.
Podcast.
So let's do this. Let's get right into it. How about we start with, tell us a little bit about when you were first introduced to Isagenics. Where were you in your life at that point?
Okay, so my journey started in March 2016, where I was introduced from my neighbor, who I'll always be thankful for. She approached me a number of times, and you know, like most of us, I was a skeptic. At that point in my life, I was, you know, I just had my third child. I was the heaviest I could, you know, size 18, the heaviest I ever was. And, you know, during that time of my pregnancy, after I had my third child, I started to suffer from postpartum depression. And I was in a very, very dark place. I was miserable. You know, my routine was, you know, I have three children, Kaden and Kiana, and Kaysen's my third child. I would send the older two to school, and then come home, sleep with the baby, wake up, have coffee about 2 p.m. and binge eat all night. That was my routine. And I didn't know how to get out of it. And I was, you know, severely, really miserable. And every day I would drive the kids to school and I would see her gardening or going for a walk. This is my neighbor. And, you know, I thought to myself, like, I might as well give this a try, because I remember crying the night before, really overweight, about my weight. I didn't like how I looked. I was so miserable. And you know, how I got started was I came home, I seen her gardening all happy, and I came home and I would talk to my husband, and at that time he was not working. And I said, you know, I need to try something. I need to enjoy life. I was never this person before, and I need to get out of it. So my son had a brand new PlayStation downstairs, because he was an Xbox player, and I put that on Kijiji for my first brown box. And that is how I got started. So, you know, before Isagenics, I was just miserable, unhappy, overweight. And I'm so glad that I did that.
Gosh, such an incredible story. Like, just really just showing really the persistence, right, of really taking that decision and getting started. So it's been a few years now that you've been on your Isagenics journey. So tell us a little bit about what's life like now, like after Isagenics. How is your life change for probably obviously not only you, but I know you're really close with your family too. So what does that look like now?
Oh, I just got goosebumps, Alexis, because that is such, you know, an emotional question for me, because my life now, after I received that brown box, it was about 11 days in, and I started to feel the energy. I started to be present with my kids. I started to get into a routine. I started to feel amazing. And, you know, I like to say that my husband got his wife back and the kids got their mom back. And I started to just lose the weight. I went from, you know, size 18 to a size 12. And every day I'm working on the different health goals all the time. But my life has changed so much that, because I am so passionate about my experience, that I share this and talk about it with everybody with such excitement, because today our life is so different. I never imagined where we would be. Isagenics has given us the opportunity to travel the world. I've been to probably 14 different places. I earning all these incentive trips. And no, before Isagenix, I never left Alberta. The furthest place I probably went, you guys, is Calgary.
Oh,
and that's
my.
3 hours, 3 hours away from where I lived. And, you know, I got the opportunity to go on a cruise to Peru. It was, where was it? Puerto Rico. We went on a trip to Peru. We went to Los Cabos. I went to Vegas, Nashville. The list goes on and on. And not only that, our financial income has increased so much that we were able to retire my husband this past December, that he now stays home with me full time, works the business. He doesn't have to go away for 24 days straight and home for four. That was his life. He was in the oil field working up in Fort McMurray, and he was missing out on so much for about 13 years. And this opportunity has given us freedom. You know, my kids, we all incorporate. It started with me. They seen how I started to feel. And then my husband got on board with feeling amazing. And then it trickled down to our kids who, you know, every day wake up and ask for a shake all the time. So I am so grateful for the opportunities that we have today. I never imagined a life like this or even imagined that this was possible. Network marketing is definitely a real thing, and residual income is a real thing.
So good. Like, it's so incredible to see that transformation, like you said, not only for you, but just what your entire family has been able to do. And so just being able to bring your husband home, I know you and Dustin spend a lot of time together now and work things together. So it's so good. So a lot of how you've built your business actually has been really doing those your own events, right? And those in-person, I know we call them like belly-to-belly, those presentations to share the Isagenix opportunity with new prospects. So tell us really how you went about doing that. How did you start doing your own events in persons, and how are you sharing that with new prospects to help build your business?
So, you know, a great question. And this is where I like to say you're starting to build your community. You're starting to, you know, attract your avatar of who you want in your business. And one big thing for us was, we host sip and samples. We host get-togethers every 2 weeks. There's belly to belly. But the biggest thing for me was collaborating with other leaders, you know, in my area and getting them in, opening up my sip and sample to everybody within Isagenix. If you're associate, if you're just beginning, I open it up to everybody, because what's so powerful is when you come together and you're all on the same mission and you invite your prospects to these, it's like a third party validation. You know, other people are hearing other testimonials, you know, that could relate, that you might not have on your team, but another teammate may have that. So it's so powerful to collaborate with other leaders. You know, because I could do it one-on-one at a Starbucks, but it's not as powerful, right, as when you are coming together, showing this community and leveraging all the leaders that are doing the do.
Yeah, it's so true. And I love how you said, too, like, it's not even people that you're financially linked with that you've really started collaborating with to do those events. And we know there's always more excitement when you have more people in the room, right?
Yeah.
When you sorry, go ahead.
It's so powerful, like just being in that room and learning, like you go to these events to give something or get something. And I always go to these events to give. But in the end, I receive so much back from other people who are there, who are sharing their stories with excitement. And just that's how you start building your community.
So good. So true. So doing events is one thing. And I think it's, you know, you got in, you started booking them, you collaborated with other people. One of the biggest keys to success is getting people to come to the event. So obviously, I know probably we've all done maybe events. There's been like one or two people there. That's okay. Great opportunity. But how do you find people to attend your events? What are some tips you can give us?
So most of you guys know I'm big on social media. So a lot of my promoting comes from social media. So I'll create an Eventbrite. I will then create a Facebook event with this Eventbrite attached. You know, when you create Eventbrite, it automatically, you could create it through an event and it goes to your Facebook. Also, this is a big thing that has been huge for me and our team. And this is how you duplicate down, because when you create this Eventbrite and create the event, you share it with your team to share with others. But another thing is we do a poll. Okay. We do polls and we ask people, which area are you from? Okay. Are you from Edmonton? We do not put, if we're having an event in say Edmonton, we're not going to put, are you from Calgary? We are going to put Edmonton. We are going to put Sherwood Park. We're going to put Spruce Grove. We're going to put St. Albert. We're going to put all of these cities on the poll. And then when they answer the poll, I am then going to introduce the event to them and say, hey, we are in your area and doing a sip and sample, or we are doing an opportunity or a solutions. We have a new solutions class of 2019. Would you love to join us? You're in our area, and send them the link. So that has been really huge for us to really reach down to other people who may not, you know, even see your Eventbrite or get invited because they're already answering your poll question.
Yes. So just so everyone is kind of clear on who's listening. So you're sending like a direct message when they're filling out that poll and then inviting them with the specific link.
Yes.
Awesome. Pretty
much the link to the Eventbrite.
Yeah.
So you would create a little blurb about, you know, the opportunity. Don't go too in depth about like a big like vomit blurb, you know,
right,
what I mean?
Right. Yes.
You want to keep it, for me, I like to say this, like KISS, keep it simple, sister. That's like my favorite thing that I tell my team, because really people like simple. And if you're just straight to the point, letting them know, because if they've been watching your journey, you know, if you're consistent, they kind of know a little bit, and maybe, you know, they'll attend, or, you know, sure, I'd love to come. We always get a response. I'd love to come. Sure, I'll try to make it. So it's so important to, you know, create that poll, a conversation starter. And then I get the team to do the same. You know, we really, really push that, and it's been great.
Yeah, I love the idea, because I feel like a lot of people kind of have a basic idea of where to start when it comes to actually booking an event. But then a lot of people struggle with, how do I actually invite people to get there? So I love the idea of the poll. It gets you outside of maybe the typical people you would think of inviting, right? So
yeah.
You've got people coming. So you've got our event booked. You've got it on Eventbrite. You're creating the Facebook event as well, too. You're sending the message to people, inviting them. Now you've got people there. Is there a specific agenda that you follow for your events? What does that look like, the actual event itself? Is there an agenda you're following?
Yes, we do. We created this agenda, and trust me, this agenda adjusts all the time based on what kind of, if we're doing a sip and sample or the opportunity. But the main one is, you know, what we do is the first hour, we are talking about, you know, the welcome. We're welcoming people in there. We're talking about the history of Isagenics. And then we go into showing a video. And my favorite video is the Isagenics Advantage one, the 11-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then after that, we share 3 to 4 testimonials from people. They get up there. And then, you know, we start talking about word of mouth referrals. Who do you know that would love to, you know, be a part of this community? And then we do a fun little draw to break it up, you know, have some interaction there. Another thing after that, we'll show the entrepreneur video. That's another great video that we present at our sip and sample. And then we break. And then when we break, people go back to their tables. So we have the table set up for energy, performance, weight loss, healthy aging. And then we have a shake bar. These shake bars have been really huge and such a hit to give people the opportunity to taste our shakes.
Whoa, so, hold on. Shake bar. So you have like a whole table set up with blenders. You're making different kinds of shakes.
Yeah. So we have, you know, everybody on our team, they'll bring their blender. Another tip is the green cups, the blue, work on the blenders. If you guys didn't know that, your green cup could fit exactly on the blender. So people bring their, we have lots of shaker cups there. And we have different fruits, frozen fruits. We do the powdered peanut butter with the chocolate, and we make these fun shakes for them.
Yum.
So that's been really a really big hit too. And then of course we have the protein balls. People make those recipes. We cut up bars. We, you know, have the whey thins. We sample the e-shots and the coffee. So it's, yeah, that's pretty much like what our agenda looks like. After then we talk about the Eat for Free Club, mm-hmm. which that is, talking about how you could get your products paid for. Pretty much you share, they share. We go into a deep presentation. Mark Clausen is amazing at doing that for us and really talking about, the time leverage, you know, why network marketing today. We really go into that. And then we dive deep into the compensation plan, really deep in there, and show exactly the numbers. The power of the numbers has been huge of letting people just see that. Because if you're not presenting that there, I just love the belly to belly and getting to people to ask the questions right there. So that's pretty much how our agenda goes. And of course we always leave it with, our next event, when it's going to be. And we're very consistent. We have the same days every 2 weeks and the same time.
So same good. Place. It's so good because I feel like you just covered not only agenda, but like the different things, like different content that you're sharing at your event, right? Like you mentioned about the two videos that you're sharing. You mentioned about talking about the compensation plan. Is there any other content that you like to share at your events that we haven't covered?
No, testimonials are very powerful.
Absolutely.
Very powerful. Getting 3 to 4 testimonials. From people's experience, also sharing my story. I share, you know, who I am, where my journey started, and then like testimonials are so powerful there. And that's why Absolutely. It's so great to collaborate with other leaders. And then they invite their cleansers and it's just building a huge community.
So good. So good. So is there a specific call to action that you kind of, you know, you wrap up your event. So we've gone through kind of everything so far. We're showing them the testimonials, the videos, all those different pieces. Is there any specific call to action that you're presenting your audience with as you wrap up your event?
So what our main thing is, we really get excited about our story, our results of how our life has changed. And then we let them know that it's so important for them to try it for themselves. They have to see it for themselves. So, you know, sometimes our amazing company offers amazing incentives like free membership. Right now we have a great promotion. So we are going to leave with that. Like yep. We are going to let them know that, you know, you book your next sip and sample, you get, you know, we're just really leveraging what our company has to offer. If there's free membership, if there's free shipping, mm-hmm. we are going to talk about that because normally our company is so amazing that
there's a lot of good stuff, right?
There's a lot of good stuff to offer, and you just got to take advantage of what is there that they are giving us. Really, really take advantage of that. So that's what we always do. You know, it, we have a little incentive if, you know, if people are signing up there, you're going to get entered into winning something.
Oh, good. That's a good way to get people to enroll at the event. So doing a draw.
Okay. Offering this incentive for them. And, you know, we just really get excited. Another good thing is we make sure that they know about the next event and making sure. So we share the next event and allow the new and people there to invite their friends and family to the next one, right? Or I will incorporate and make sure we have on our slide when the next corporate call is with the Zoom link, or we're talking about Nashville, right?
Absolutely.
Nashville right now is so huge. So every conversation that I am having, I'm talking about Nashville, how exciting, you know, my experience we had there, what it's done for my sister's business and another girl who joined me at that time and came in, and their lives are so changed, like they changed their lives today. So I'm always talking about my team's experience of how powerful these events are and that they just need to get there to see for themselves.
I love it. I love building to the next event. So key. So, okay, a couple more things. I feel like I could keep you on here all day, but a couple more things. So we'd love to say everyone just, you know, enrolls right away and joins your team. But if you're faced with objections, what's like one tip you would give about objections for people who are getting objections? How do you handle those?
Well, like many of us, when we start, we get overwhelmed. For me, if most of you guys don't know, when I first started, I hit executive really fast. I did not know anything about network marketing. And it wasn't until my first event where I seen the true vision. But I quit. I quit for 6 months. And I quit, why? Because I let my ego get in the way. I started to compare with other leaders in the company who were here for, you know, 10 to, you know, 5 years.
Right.
I started to compare. So I quit. And then it wasn't until the event where I seen the vision of what this company was and how much it had to offer. I didn't know anything that you could do this on your own. You didn't have to worry about who was above you. So what I started to work on was my mindset. Right when I came out of the red and white, I started to plug myself in to podcasts. I started to plug myself into books and really work on my mindset. And, you know, one thing that I could say that how I handle it today is, you know, I don't let the number one thing that I could say to you guys is I meet everyone where they're at. Okay. Very important. It's because it's not about us. It's about them. And if they are not ready at that time, it's okay. It has nothing to do with you. You know, they're just not ready at their point in life right now. So that's why it's very, very important, because I always think about when I was approached and how I was a skeptic, right? I was like money. I had no money at that time.
Right.
But the number one thing is my neighbor was consistent, right? She was always showing up. She was, you know, happy gardening. So I seen that. So that's why consistency is very, very important. And just, you know, there's thousands of people that need our help. So when you do get a no, just know you planted that seed, and you just have to wait for that seed to sprout and just be consistent.
For sure.
And when they're ready, they'll be ready. But there's thousands of people that need our help. And we have tons of solutions to offer other people. You just got to move on and keep going.
So good. I feel like you've given people so many great tips and ideas feel like we're running out of time, and I feel like people could probably listen to us all day, but hopefully you guys have enjoyed this. And when you think of like events themselves, the great thing is really right now, you mentioned about how the company has different promotions and that kind of stuff too. Before I go on to that, is there any other one last tip that you want to give to help our listeners really maximize their own events?
Yes. Number one, join and collaborate with other leaders and put local events together. Mm-hmm. The more that they become so powerful when you collaborate with other leaders. Number two, do not give up after your first event. So important. If you have one person showing up there, you know, use that time with that one person and put all your energy into that one person at that moment. Trust me, we've had, about 8 to 9 sip and samples before we packed that house. Okay. So don't give up after your first event. And number three, interact with your people there. Ask the people, why are they there and what brought them there? Very important at these sip and samples to make them start thinking about why they came, because they came there for something. So you need to bring that out. And number four, build a community.
Mm-hmm. So good. Like, so, honestly, such incredible tips. I'm sure everyone who's listening is taking a lot of notes. So when you think about events, really, and again, thank you for all of these tips. Really, presenting the iShinX opportunity through an in-person event is such a crucial component to building a successful network marketing business. And it really provides you with this platform, like you said, to go in-depth on all of the amazing benefits of the iShinX lifestyle, gives you the opportunity to answer everyone's questions directly. And so right now, as you know, because I know you've been a big fan of this, you can take advantage of our new Associate Run event promotion where you can add your event to isogenicsare.com. Really easy to receive your $50 product coupon to help support your sampling at event. Maybe, like you said, it'll go towards your shake bar, baby. That's such a good idea. Also, if your event guests host their own event after yours, as you know, you'll get a canister of shake and they'll get a canister of shake. How crazy is that?
Amazing.
So good. So good. So again, Tanis, thank you so much for being on with us today. We want to encourage everyone who's listening to this to make sure you book your event at isogenicsare.com. And like Tanis said, keep going at it. Stay consistent. Partner with other people. Again, massive thank you for this. I'm really excited for your future with isogenics.
Thank you so much, Alexis.
Thanks, Tanis.
Earnings and income claims, including claims such as the ability to quit a job or stay at home or portrayals of luxury lifestyles, described here exceed the average results achieved by all iSogenics associates, are not necessarily representative of the success or compensation any particular associate will receive, and should not be construed as typical or average. A person's ability to earn income with iSogenics depends on many factors, such as their networking and sales skills, hard work, and time. No particular level of earning is or can be guaranteed. For average earnings, please refer to isogenicsearnings.com.